A Cobb school principal is facing a DUI charge, and developers are asking the county for millions in bonds.
Plus, a scary group of new residents have invaded downtown Kennesaw. We've got all these stories and more coming up on today's edition of the MDJ Podcast.
It pays to know your doctor, it pays to know your lawyer, and more than ever, to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Glenn Drake with Drake Realty, with 7 offices in metro Atlanta, including 2 right here in Cobb County. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They're pushing for the best price and terms for their clients. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. And right now, with the lowest interest rates that we've seen in 30 years, now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, upgrade, downsize, or a new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Glenn Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's how the deal sets up your future.
And welcome once again to the MDJ Podcast. It's hyper local news on the run. I'm Darren Sutherland.
And I'm Amy Cargas. Thanks for joining us.
It's Saturday, October 24, 2020, National Baloney Day, presented by our friends at Carmichael Funeral Home. My baloney has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
My baloney has a second name.
It's M-A-Y-E-R.
Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why I say...
Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
We're dating ourselves, Amy.
Yeah, well, but you know, it was really helpful when it came to writing this script.
There you go.
And no baloney, here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about.
And today's top story is brought to you by our friends at Credit Union of Georgia.
A Cobb County principal has been accused of driving under the influence. Here with the story is Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online education reporter Ryan Kulikowski. Ryan, what's the story?
Thomas Blugum, he's the principal of Pope High School, was arrested by the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office last month for driving under the influence of alcohol and failing to maintain lane, according to an incident report from the Sheriff's Office. According to this incident report, a deputy followed Flugum as he drove along Ragsdale and Trickham Road in Woodstock around 1:45 a.m. on September 26th. He pulled over the car after he failed to maintain lane and then eventually took in Flugum for a DUI arrest after he declined to participate in a field sobriety test.
How has the school district responded?
So I reached out to both the school district and to Flugum for a comment about this. The school district, through a spokesperson, said that they are aware of the incident report, but they do not comment on personnel matters that are being investigated. And then Flugum did not respond to the Marietta Daily Journal's request for comment.
You can get more details on the story by checking out Ryan's article at MDJ Online.
And brand new jobs could be coming to Cobb County if a developer's bond application gets approved. That's right, the Marietta Daily Journal's Alex Gilbert is here with all the details. Alex, who's the developer and what are they asking for?
The developer is Oakmont Industrial Group. They build warehouses and distribution facilities around the country, and they're hoping to put one of those distribution facilities on a plot of land that they own in South Cobb. For folks who don't know, the Development Authority helps juice economic development in the county by offering certain incentives to businesses that apply. So in this case, Oakmont applied for non-tax-exempt bonds. Now, the benefit of doing this is that the company could save on property taxes by basically transferring the title to the property to the Development Authority. The Development Authority, being a government agency, doesn't have to pay those taxes. The tax that the company would have to pay after it finishes construction, after the value goes up, would be phased in over a period of 10 years. The first year to pay 10% of that property tax, the second year 20, and so on.
Are there any objections to the request?
The Development Authority is a 7-member body. It had to vote on what's called an inducement resolution. It's basically just a piece of paper that says they're willing to hear the company's pitch. They should take a final vote on whether to approve the application later this year. But the vote on the inducement resolution itself was narrow. four members voted for it, three voted against it. One of them, KSU professor of economics, J.C. Bradbury, said that, you know, if the company already owns the land that it wants to build on, why do we need to give it a helping hand? One of the other development authority members, Don Rowe, said that it's best to ensure that this project moves forward just so that any businesses that do lease these warehouses in the southern part of the county who maybe need to expand to a bigger facility like this one don't end up just moving outside of the county.
And as always, thanks, Alex. You can read more about the bond issue by checking on Alex's story at the MDJ online.
If you head to downtown Kennesaw, you'll get to meet a bunch of new temporary residents ready to say, "Hey, y'all!" Over 60 scarecrows line Main Street as the city hosts its very first Scarecrows on Main contest. The new neighbors are sponsored by local businesses and organizations and feature a variety of fun themes, including a group of scarecrow mechanics giving a tune-up to a mini car, courtesy of Blackman Automotive.
If you want to get to know some of these new characters, you'll need to hurry as they'll only be hanging around through the end of October. But folks are welcome to vote on their favorite Hayfield friend by liking the image on the City of Kennesaw's Facebook page. The first place winner will win bragging rights and $100. The second place winner will receive $50. And the third place winner will receive $25. Amy, we actually built one of these for the City of Woodstock, who did the same thing last year for one of our clients.
Yeah, City of Woodstock does the scarecrows too.
Yep, we built one and had one up there last year. It's a neat thing. But go by and see it. Your kids will love it. You can spend tonight just walking up and down the streets looking at the different scarecrows. No word yet on whether the Crows of Kennesaw filed a protest regarding the city's new residents.
Oh boy.
That's corny, is it not?
I like corny. Well, the birds of Cobb County may be keeping quiet, but we know where to go to find the latest scoop on what's going on. Coming up after the break, we'll check in with Marietta Daily Journal Managing Editor J.K. Murphy about what's happening around town.
But first, before we go around town, we got to check in with Shannon at Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb. Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues of West Cobb is an inaugural advertiser with MDJ Podcast. Thanks for starting with us from the beginning. And as always, every week, they give away a $50 gift card to people like Ben Duncan of Austell. Ben won a $50 gift card to Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenues at West Cobb just for being the first caller at 404-997-8655. That's 404-997-8655. All you got to do is call and leave your name and number and say, "We like the MDJ podcast," just like 22,000 of your neighbors do. Amy, do you realize we got 22,000 subscribers now to our MDJ podcast?
I like to think of it as 22,000 new friends.
That's it. Oh, ain't that sweet? Engineer Solutions
of Georgia. Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW. Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Guarantee a
stable dry foundation. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia?
Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Hey, it's Shannon Ebersold with Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. It's apple pecan crisp season, so please stop in and see us.
Around Town with J.K. Murphy is brought to you by Ted's Montana Grill at the Avenue West Cobb. What's going on around town, J.K.?
Elections certainly give this local newspaper lots to write about, but we, like many of you, are looking forward to November 4th, the day after. Although, let's face it, the election will be over, but the results, who knows when we'll know who wins. And then, of course, we'll still have the runoffs, one in December and one in January, to look forward to. In the meantime, here's a development in the Eric Allen Taryn Bauman race for the 40th District State House seat. Sterigenics, the embattled medical device sterilization company in Smyrna, has emerged front and center in their campaigns. You'll recall Sterigenics has come under fire for its release of ethylene oxide from its plant that sterilizes medical equipment. The problem is ethylene oxide is also a carcinogen, and neighbors are concerned about the air they breathe. Well, Republican candidate Taryn Bauman released her plan to address the Sterigenics stink this week, and that set off quite the online food fight. The incumbent for the 40th, Representative Eric Allen, wants to be known as the champion for the neighbors that live around the plant, and he didn't take too kindly to his opponent butting in. But Bauman said that if elected, she would author a bill offering tax credits to Sterigenics if they moved out of town. She suggested somewhere in rural Georgia. Now, people in rural Georgia might not like that idea, and Allen picked up on that notion. One of Allen's campaign planks has been his tough stance on Sterigenics, and apparently he didn't like Bauman stepping on his turf. And of course, it all played out on where else? Social media. The plan released today by my opponent is ill-informed and offensive, Allen began in a Facebook post. That set off a volley of back and forth between the two candidates and their campaign managers. Allen said we shouldn't just pay polluters to move to another part of the state to protect ourselves. He called it privilege manifested in the worst way. Bauman shot back on Allen's Facebook page, posting he had now been unveiled as someone who has no plan to solve the problem of Sterigenics. But Allen said he stands by his claim that he worked all summer to fix a Sterigenics issue. The tussle went on, including charges of illegal blocking commenters. It started looking like the online version of the first presidential debate. Isn't social media a wonderful thing? Speaking of the presidential debate, Around Town wants to thank both uninterrupting presidential candidates for Thursday night's debate, when listeners could actually hear what each man had to say. Refreshing, wasn't it? And speaking of refreshing, here comes little Lauren Lippman, who didn't ask for a thing for her 6th birthday. Instead of making out a wish list of toys or clothes or whatever it is 6-year-old girls want nowadays, Lauren wanted to give something away. Her birthday is November 19th, and to celebrate, she asked her parents if she could cut her hair off and give it away. You may be familiar with Lauren's parents, Maggie and Greg Lippman. Greg is the chef and owner of Piastra Italian Restaurant on the Marietta Square. But anyway, Lauren asked if she could donate her hair to an organization that goes by the name Hair We Share. Hair We Share takes donations of cut hair and fashions custom wigs that they then give away to kids and adults who've been affected by medical hair loss. The group says its mission is to help maintain the dignity, confidence, and self-esteem to those who have lost their hair due to a health treatment or procedure. To make Lauren's goodwill go even further, Mother Maggie created a birthday fundraiser to encourage others to donate hair or money to help Hair We Share continue its good work. You can see Lauren and her flowing tresses by going to YouTube and searching for Lauren's birthday wish. A tip of the Around Town cap to you, Lauren, and we wish you lots of locks. A letter to the editor published in the MDJ recently raised more than a few eyebrows over at Wellstar Kennestone Hospital. MDJ reader Donald Simon of Marietta had penned a letter that began thusly, I called WellStar to ask how long it takes to get results from a COVID-19 test, and they said up to 7 days. Mr. Simon went on to say that WellStar, which he described as a huge, overall well-run healthcare system, should be able to do better than that. The letter published Thursday morning, and it was but a few hours before the PR department for WellStar was on the horn with the MDJ. The wait time mentioned was inaccurate, WellStar said, pointing out that the turnaround for COVID-19 test results is 1 to 2 days. In fact, the WellStar team performs about 1,000 COVID tests each day. Of those, half are being performed in-house for critical patient scenarios and have a turnaround time of less than 4 hours. The other half are conducted with lab partners for less critical patient scenarios and have a turnaround time of 1 to 2 days. With very few exceptions, 99% of our test results are available within these time frames. In some limited situations, the results could take longer, for example, if additional review is needed, a statement issued by WellStar said. It seems some miscommunication between the hospital and Mr. Simon was at the heart of the issue. When the MDJ contacted him again, he again confirmed that when he called, he was told it would take 7 days to get results. Perhaps up to 7 days was a case of playing it safe. The point is that 99% of those tested by WellStar will receive their results in 2 days or less. This isn't the usual around town material, but it's worth a comment anyway. Let's face it, the year 2020 has taken a lot away from our normal everyday lives. Many things have been put on hold or canceled, and even the holidays this year are expected to be different. I mean, how will Santa social distance when kids want to hop up into his lap to give them their wish list? Despite these disruptions, there was one holiday tradition we were counting on. The quiet message of hope, goodwill, and peace from Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and Lucy. But that, too, has been taken away. Earlier this week, Apple TV announced the company's new streaming entertainment service, cleverly named Apple TV Plus, bought the rights to the Peanuts holiday specials, and their service will be the exclusive location to air them, beginning this fall. It means for the first time in more than half a century, Charles Schulz Creations, It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, and A Charlie Brown Christmas will not be available on network television for the entire country to see. Apple is going to make the specials free for a couple of days around each holiday, but you still have to be able to access the streaming service. Good grief. And that's today's trip around town.
Thank you for joining us for the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online.
Grab a copy of today's paper and visit MDJ Online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cobb and surrounding areas.
Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local updates, or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.
Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section, or call the MDJ Podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comments on an upcoming episode.
The MDJ Podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Amy Cargas, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved. Remember, we are all in this together. Blessings on each of you, and stay 6 foot away and safe.
Joyette Holmes for Cobb County District Attorney.
My parents would be at the local grocery stores educating and collecting money for sickle cell research, or doing fish fries to sell plates to help get school supplies for kids in our community. So I knew that I had to serve in whatever work I decided to do. It didn't matter that I was a defense attorney for a public defender's office, or in my private law firm, or an assistant prosecutor in the solicitor or DA's office, or even the judge. That mission was always the same: to serve in a way that the criminal justice system is truly viewed as a place where there's justice for all, where there's fairness for all people who are impacted.
Joyette is a proven leader who we can count on to be firm but fair and never stray away from tackling the tough challenges that face our community.
When I talk about making the county safer through the work that we do as a prosecutor's office, it's that 360-degree approach to prosecution. As ministers of justice, we have to take that full circle approach to make sure our communities are safe. So it's not just the prosecution piece, but we are also talking about educating, going into our schools, going into our community, talking about prevention or opportunities for prevention in those same spaces. And then on the other side, is that restoration. Knowing that even though somebody has been impacted in a way that may take them to prison, that we are looking at what the next is going to be for them. So are we providing some sort of treatment for substance use disorders, mental health disorders? What got them in that position so that they're not reoffending and our recidivist numbers go down?
Joyette Holmes for Cobb County District Attorney. Paid for by Joyette Holmes for District Attorney.